In a world shaped by yesterday's
meaning into tomorrow,
we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. Suspended in the big blue, we find ourselves in the shared moment, with a question on our lips and a desire in our hearts, where lifestyle, business, consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast, a never-ending chronicle, a narrative, really, designed to usher in big bang shebangs and a whole lot more glamour. Here's to that space-time continuum, fellow astronaut, or dare I say, supernova. Here's to leaning in. Let's get astronomical. Let's shift the needle into flow. Here's the mission.
It's always kind of surprising to see how boldness is this radicalized idea that lives on the tip of perhaps a revolution, perhaps in something splintering that's way out there in the kind of propagated, mass-mediated space that's almost taken on a density of, you don't want to go there. And of course it does have that density of, nah, you don't want to go there, because it's ridiculed, entrenched, pointed, judged, labeled as such. But above all, it's accepted as such. And that's, I think, the craziest thing, that even without that outside voice, if you find yourself in that triad game of hearing that voice and kind of going, okay, yes, there's a power game at play. There's this power struggle happening in my nebula. I'm either going to revolt it or fight it or freeze it or whatever. I'm going to go reptilian. I'm just going to drop into this kind of alien beingness. And I'm going to become the alien that I've been so avoiding out there in the universe and living an alien existence. Okay, that's another thought altogether. That could be a podcast of its own. How alien we are in our own skin and how the alien is already here. Conspiracy theories. Oh no, I think I've just opened another nebula. Why do I do these things? But going back to this profound thing of allowing boldness to be something wrong, something judged, something that pushes you into overdrive and sends the fear reactors circling and howling and just on overdrive, really. I mean, it's a profound kind of place. Facebook reminded me of that space and it reminded me of those kinds of conversations. So thank you, Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. Awesomeness for that, because in bringing back a certain memory post, it brought a conversation that I very often have with myself, with the universe, with clients, with, I guess, you and me. I mean, we find ourselves orbiting around this quite often, and even if it hasn't made it to a podcast, it's definitely something that gets dialed up and obviously needs to be amplified, and a podcast is a great way to just solidify it and land and just talk into it, just have that conversation and be in that space. So the post that came back for me, and I just wanted to share it with you because it was such a profound memory post, is 5 years ago I posted a photo with a Dr. Seuss quote about moving mountains. And the exact quote, if I may be so bold and so daring as to bring it up, is, "Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting. So get out of your way." Beautiful. I mean, Dr. Seuss, whoop whoop. I mean, that is profound. And that is something that we're telling kids, but we need to hear ourselves. Our inner kid needs to hear it. Our adult needs to hear it. Every dimension, every cell of us needs to hear it, especially the parts that don't really get it. And there's this idea that's swirling around in my head that we have such a judgment around being bold because this week's adventure, this week's invitation, is all about getting bold. It's all about doing something that's actually going to dial your needle into flow. It's about making that wild commitment to yourself, your dream, your purpose, your tribe, your business, your brand, what you stand for, and how you serve the world. Ridiculous, isn't it? Not really. So the post that came back for me and what it stirred for me was this sharing, and I'd like to share that with you. Apparently, 5 years ago, this pick was kind of appropriate. Some big momentum was unfolding, or had been unfolding, and things looked pretty big. You know, the usual. Although I can't seem to recall exactly what it is, I have a feeling that the incident in question, the thing that really triggered this post, is kind of irrelevant. And I just want to speak into that a little bit, because we get so caught up in, I guess, the labeling process and the knowing process and the, well, particularly the process of understanding and discerning and owning and controlling and finding meaning in things that don't need to be dug up. Not to that extent, at least. And we try and just chaotically order our lives and put names on shelves and flip file things into some sort of indexing system so that we could feel okay about things, so that we could feel okay about our past, our present, and our perpetual, possible, plausible future, which is actually already happening right here, right now. Like, you're in all of these moments. And okay, now I'm going off even further into a vortex, because that is also another profound thing. I mean, hello, I know we talk about the space-time continuum a lot, and I'm not going to get all like Stephen Hawking on this, because I'm not going to like neuroscience words, big stuff, bold, you know, descriptions, science, periodic elements. I don't even go there. In fact, I'm looking for somebody to do something with the periodic table, but that's another post for another time. And another, it's on my Facebook page. You can see it on my Lena Ski Supernova Facebook page if you wanna. Anyway, so so you know, we try and claim, and we try and just solidify things and get a handle on things, get a handle on the intangible, and make things real and concrete, because then we know how to deal with that boogeyman. We know how to deal with that element. We know how to have that conversation. But before we do, everything is a free-forming, free-floating, free-wheeling form that we don't know, we don't understand, and we cannot comprehend. And therefore, in that free-wheelingness, in that free-form, we attach the only other F-word we know, and that is fear. Fear of that. Fear of an entity that is just is. That's just us, I guess, at the end of it. And coming back to this post, what is really important is not the incident in question. Though I guess I could map it out and get a clear idea of what was happening round about the 24th of January 2011. In terms of my own evolution, and I could pinpoint it to that, and there could have been a beautiful lesson in that. But what was more important is the choice, the impact, and the commitment that led me here. Because I chose a very clear path, whether I chose to fully commit with it, half commit with it, or walk down a different nebula and system all together. I'm here, and I'm having this conversation with you because of that profound moment in that space-time continuum. And it's true. You know, all these things have added and attributed to my next level purpose unfolding, which is a beautiful, real-life look at what your purpose is and how you serve the world from that space. And there is a mastermind program unfolding to help you get into that whole space, to help you uncover how you really serve, how you really move, how you play your biggest, boldest, truest game, how you take a brand stand for something, how do you lead from that space, from what you represent, how do you design a business that supports and encourages and propels you forward so that you can make the impact and have the influence that you are here to make and contribute to the world. I kind of messed up the marketing copy idea on that because I'm really in another space-time nebula, but I think you get the essence of what the next level purpose thing is. And if you don't, head on over to theglobalmovementsummit.com and check out the Join a Masterclass tab. Or again, head on over to the Global Movement Summit on Facebook. All the links are there, and let us find each other. Let us uncover what that plausibility and possibility is for you, because it's life-changing. It's so amazingly life-changing, not just for me, but for the people who are on this path and having this journey and unleashing themselves into the world. But back to boldness, because let's not just kind of sidestep the issue. Let's not get lost in other conversations and kind of go, well, we actually managed to miss the beat on the thing that we really needed to whisper about. The thing that we really needed to have a conversation about. The thing that maybe you're not feeling comfortable to have a conversation about. Because the question that often comes up is, how dare you? How dare you get bold about something you're so profoundly thing? Or how do you do it? And I guess the dare question is maybe not a, like, who do you think you are kind of question. It's just like, how do you muster up and alchemize and, like, what makes you able to tap into that boldness and me to just be in suspended animation? Like, how do you hack this? How do you move into this? Like, I just, wow. And the image that came into my mind just as I was coming into this recording is, you know, we think boldness is this way out there ideal that we need to be pushed into an event and a circumstance that pushes us into uncovering we have superhuman powers, that we get to move the world, that we get to have this like a profound moment and everyone's waiting for this pinnacle moment when they can actually prove themselves. But ironically, they keep moving away from those moments because of the fear attached to them, because they don't see it as the moments just arrived. They see the build-up, they see where it's going, and they're like, no, I'm not ready to go right there because I know what'll happen when I go there. And I know this because I still get there. There are still parts of me that kind of go, if I open that door, you know, whew, when if I open that door, that means there's going to be that door. And that means, and then at some point, there's going to be that choice or that action or that moment. And I don't know. But the thing about boldness is you already are bold. You got born, right? I mean, you did, right? you are alive. I haven't tapped into some other realm yet. I mean, I do tap into other dimensions at times, but I haven't tapped into some sort of unearthly frequency of the dead here, right? We are all living. We are all breathing. Let's just... come on. Okay, feel your breathing. All right, we're still in this dimension, this plane. Good, happy for that. But you've been born. You came out of perhaps the most comfortable world that you've ever known, the only world you've ever known, a world, I guess, that felt like pink cotton candy clouds all around you, and this kind of lullaby, hush, beautiful, free-floating freedom that you had, and you chose to penetrate and express yourself and unleash yourself into another world. You decided to come into this space. You were riding that bike. You fell down. You scratched your knee. You may have even burst out into tears. But you got up. You carried on moving. You carried on walking. And if you didn't, you carried on breathing. You carried on being. You carried on unfolding into who you are. And some of us may be dining it up a little bit more, especially those on the conscious spiritual path. Some of us may be innovating ourselves into that, and that's really cool. That's also a stream of consciousness. I see you. But there are some of us that are kind of not really there yet, and we're moving away from the shape of that experience. And then there are those of us who are stumbling through it, who are learning to walk, move, feel, breathe, move, float, swim through the space and through that essence. And sometimes it feels like a tango. Sometimes it feels like a cha-cha. Sometimes it feels like you're not moving at all. And sometimes, I don't know. I don't know my dance steps that well. I should really not walk into metaphors that I cannot carry. Man, why do I do this to myself? But anyway, that was me being bold in a space of something that I love, something that I appreciate, something that I can wonder at. But hey, I don't know enough about, and I'm okay to have that conversation, and I'm okay to lead into that space. And just saying that, just having this conversation, just putting this podcast yet out again into the world is a bold incantation of my next level purpose. It's the little opening that I have, the little controllable element, or the little thing that I can lean into that ripples out into the world. Now the big moments live in every waking second. The things that you think are big actually become small. The things that become small, or the things that are small in your world, take on a whole new time dimension. They become epic. And the bigger than life things, well, they take on a new form and stand bolder than ever before. I guess that's just the way of the world. But here's something I can tell you. Life, as you keep moving up, as you keep climbing, as you keep soaring, as you keep elevating, unfolding, unwinding, moving onwards, inwards, upwards, with purpose, perfect place for that line, absolutely perfect place for that line, is the most profound proclaimant of boldness that you can have in the world. And I know people say, but you're so high up there, or you keep moving and you keep unfolding and you keep doing all this work, like, when will you know if you ever really get there? Or worse, what happens if you fall? There's a famous line, what happens if you fall? And the answer comes back as, but what happens if you fly? We've all heard it. We've all maybe even thought it as we heard me saying those lines. Maybe you even preempted it. Maybe you even influenced me to get to this point. Even though we're speaking and engaging and creating this moment in two different spaces, we find ourselves in a conversation right now. A conversation between you and me, between our highest selves, between the businesses that we're creating, between the movements that we're unleashing, and the souls of who we really are. And the thoughts that either move us forward or the fears that bog us down. The one thing that I feel as you move up this hill is you'll never really fall back down to that earth. You may fall down quite a bit because, let's face it, just because you're climbing to the pinnacle of your experience And this isn't about ego. You know, this isn't about feeding your ego. This is about feeding your purpose. This isn't about being Icarus flying too close to the sun and kind of being like, nah, 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 I'm better than you. No, this isn't that. We're not in that game. That is the game of power and stars and something else that isn't true. That is the way the world is telling you to market yourself. Like, look at me. I've got the answer to everything. That I've got the service that's going to change and revolutionize your life. And this, that, and the other. And so much more and so much in between. And we can go into that void and have that conversation. And I think that's a conversation to be had. But it's not the conversation that's going to move us into boldness. That is a conversation in this pocket of time that is actually an excuse or an alliteration to move away from what we're really having a conversation about. It's a apology and it's an excuse to just kind of go, I'm going to play over here instead. And that's not really where we want to be playing, is it? So something that I've noticed about climbing those hills is, yes, there are gremlins, there are fears, there are bruises and scratches. All that stuff exists up here. And it moves you and contorts you and it pushes you. And in that moment, you shake. You shake. But in that shaking, you know that you're alive. You know that you're experiencing this. You know that you're feeling this. You know that you're a miracle in unfoldment, and that there's something that you're moving through that's permeable or imaginable or something. And it's got this profoundness of a reality expression on you that it's having this tangible result in a world of intangibility. It's an amazing thing to witness, to step out of your body and just, wow. But in that, that doesn't mean you're godlike in the sense of you're entitled to anything less and you're going to just free fall and not get hurt. You're going to bump up against things. But the funny thing I've noticed about bumping up against things here as opposed to somewhere way down there is it's actually A, easier. You actually have more support because you've had to have built that to get to this point in the mountain. Because at every point in the mountain you create different things that take you higher and higher and higher and higher and higher into, onto yourself, onto your purpose, as you move inwards, upwards, and onwards with purpose. Okay, that didn't really fit in there that well, but I just really wanted to bring that in because it is a profound statement and it's one of my favorite catchphrases and I just love it. It's just such a beautiful gift from the universe to see that and to acknowledge that and to notice that's been my journey, and that is the journey and the process of unfolding and unwinding and reflecting and becoming and being and everything. I mean, add whatever adjective you like to that equation. It just is. But as you think it's bolder and edgier and you've got so much to lose, you realize that, yes, it's not all candy cotton clouds and fairy dust up here. But there is magic. But down there is where you really move into death space. And I'm not talking about ground zero. Because ground zero is a launch pad. It is a place to propel yourself from. When you fall into ground zero, that's okay. You can still move out of that. You can still pick yourself up. And yeah, you may have to move up quite a few layers to get back into the snakes and ladder game of life and movement and creation and business and branding and consciousness and everything that you are. Or you may find yourself in that infinitum spiral where it's not just an upward or a downward thrust, but it really is an inwards, onwards, and upwards with purpose, where you find yourself in amalgamated in all those different spaces in one pinnacle moment. And that is where that line works really, really well. Ooh, I like that. So just remember that when you opt out, or when you scratch yourself, or when you fall back on this mountainside of your creation, on this hill that you're now stepping into, or into the void, yes, it may hurt, and no, it may not. But you'll never really fall back to that space of death, which is actually a space that lives under the membrane of the earth. Ground zero is not it. It's somewhere deeper. It's down some black hole. The only way to really game out is to make that conscious choice to almost declare suicide and jump into the giving up game. Not the giving in. Giving in is a good frequency. Giving up, that's game over. That's when you move out of the space-time continuum into another place, which is another place. And I'm not talking about physical literal death, because that is another hill and a mountain and a beautiful creation to explore, which has got its own unique DNA and unfoldment and truths and realities and space that has also been coming up a lot with the passing of so many light keepers and creatives and expressors of certain things and certain movements and luminaries that have come to be our unfoldment of our 2016 year. But that's another story for another time. Right now, there's an opening. Everyone has an opening. Whether it's sending that email, putting in that application, releasing that, signing that client, or just having that conversation, meeting with that long-lost friend that you've been wanting to meet up with, signing that bank loan, whatever that is. I'm not putting right or wrong onto anything. I'm just kind of giving a whole plethora of ideas on that. But there's an opening. And that beyond that opening is another opening, and another opening, and another opening. And at some point in the quantum jumping mechanical physics of the universe, things become exponential. And all these little openings become a chasm, become an explosive force, a dynamic, big, bold shebang. But before we can get to the big, bold, we need to lean into the edge. We need to step into the bold self and be okay with that. Dare to be bold, even if you shake. What are you prepared to get bold about? Today, this week, this month, this year, and in your lifetime. These are the days of bold. I almost wanted to say the bold and the beautiful. Ooh, that would have been a bad... Oh, no, never mind. But these are the days to get bold. Oh, it's so tempting. I'm getting that song in my head. Okay, I'm going to have to tune out before I go down there. I do not want to go down to that space and turn it into a sweeping soap opera experience, because this is real. This is a narrative unfolding. This is where you get to whisper, even if your voice shakes, and lean into the boldness of who you really are. And again, it doesn't have to be a rasp. It doesn't have to be a protest. It doesn't have to be a revolution. It's just that most powerful, purposeful, and oh so much powerhouse experience that you are fully leaning into accepting, absorbing, becoming, unfolding. As you move inwards, onwards, upwards with purpose. Let's get bold. Let's get astronomical.